When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Training Unleashed, the show that will help you design and deliver training that's off the chain and will make a difference. Now, here's your host, Evan Hackel.
Welcome, everyone, to an episode of Training Unleashed. This is our first live episode. We've never done one before. Before we get started, I need to thank the people at C-Suite TV and radio for all their support and sponsorship. Our guests today are Kevin Harrington, one of the leading entrepreneurs in the world, the person who's really created the infomercial, huge in franchising and starting in franchising sales, and actually one of the great things in the books, Mentors for Millions, which I highly recommend, is really how much impact Kevin's had in franchising. A lot of people here are in franchising, Kevin. And Mark Timms, who is also an amazing entrepreneur, person that I've gotten to know really well. I've had the pleasure of meeting and knowing you both really well. It's been a real treat. My first question to the two of you is this concept of giving, because really our conversation today is a lot about mentoring. And to be a mentor, you have to be a giver. I mean, that's just part of mentoring. So talking about, why do you guys give?
Great question. I'll start, and Mark, we can, you know, go do a little tag team here today. But so Mark and I actually met through a mentor that we both had, the son of the mentor, Tom Ziegler. Zig Ziegler mentored Mark. Zig was a mentor to me. And when Zig passed away, Tom Ziegler and the family and Mark and I, and it was a few years later, but we all got together and said, hey, you know, Zig impacted so many people in his life, hundreds of millions of people, by doing events, you know, one event at a time. But these events were 2,000, 10,000, 30,000, 50,000, 500, you know, very powerful. But Zig had an amazing number of quotes and strategies for life. But his biggest one that I loved and bought into in the early days was, you can have everything in life you want if you just help enough other people get what they want. And so as an early entrepreneur, I adopted that philosophy. And I mean, one of the very first infomercials that I ever did was back in the early 80s with a man named Arnold Morris, who I met at the Philadelphia Home Show, and he had the Ginsu knife in his hand and he's cutting through cans. And as I got talking to him, you know, he was like all stressed out because 8 weeks and 40 weeks a year, he's traveling and going to this show and that show and the next show. And so when I got talking to him, I was talking to him about his presentation and putting it on television. And he's like, look, if you can help me stop having to travel, this would be an amazing thing. So my mentality was, how can I help Arnold, who's an amazing pitch guy and has one of the greatest presentations I've ever seen? How do I help him? Well, if we could film it once, put it up on television, he doesn't have to do this 100 times a day, 7 days a week, 40 weeks a year. We can do it once, and he can just sit back and collect the check. So anyway, that's how the industry for me started, helping pitch guys and people get their products and their businesses out there. But then let's fast forward almost 40 years. Arnold was literally in his last week of his life. And I think this is in the book, by the way, but yeah. His wife calls me, and Phyllis, and she's like, Kevin, Arnold has to talk to you. And I had many conversations with him over the years, many times. We did a dozen plus projects, you know, over $1 billion in sales. And I said, oh, what's up? He's, well, Arnold had a bad stroke and this and that. And, you know, he wants to talk to you. And so I'm thinking, this is like, he's going to tell me goodbye. And I get on the phone with Arnold, and this ended up being close to about a week before he did end up passing. But he calls me and says, Kevin, he said, I've got one more deal for you, okay? And I'm like, this is unbelievable. Here's a guy, he's got hours left on the face of the earth, but he wanted to bring me another project. But this is because we had that relationship of me giving back and all of that. And I think, Mark, I'm going to flip it back to you, but this was how we got involved together, Mark and I, through Tom Ziegler, who brought us together, and we've had a nice run helping bring Zig's message to the world, because we've relaunched a lot of Zig's products and programs in a digital way.
Yeah, and I agree with you, Kevin. That quote, Zig impacted 250 million people while he was alive, and there was no Facebook, no Instagram, no any way of communicating the way we are right now. He did it one person at a time, one stage at a time, but he did it by living out that philosophy of you can have everything in life you want if you'll just help enough other people get what they want. And what I want to emphasize is the word enough. You see, Evan, that's really, you asked the question, why do Kevin and I give? It's because we have been so blessed in our life, and I have been blessed. I'm the first to say I've been blessed. I've had my ups and my downs, but when I close my head at night, I feel like I've been one of the most blessed people in the world. But what I also know is that I wasn't put on this world to be alone. I'm not supposed to do life alone. We're not supposed to be entrepreneurs alone.
I think
we're business partners, not only friends, we're business partners. And so my point is, we're not supposed to be alone. We're not supposed to do this alone. So the piece of that quote that I want to emphasize is the word enough. You are in control of that word. So the question is, how blessed do you want to be? How blessed do you want to be in your life? It just impact that word enough. You decide how many people you want to help. The quote is, you can have everything in life you want if you'll just help enough other people get what they want. Enough is exponential. You want to help 5 people, help 5 people. You want to help 500, help 500. You want to help 5,000 or 500,000, the blessing will come back to you exponentially. That's why we give, because we were mentored as young men, and now it's our job to give back. And that's how this cycle works.
Well, I totally concur with you. And I think when we as people focus out, we start receiving back. It's when we're focused inward and we're selfish and self-centered, other people feel that, need that. When you're doing that, you're not a magnet. People aren't looking to support you. But when you're looking out, it's amazing. Let's take a second here and talk about what it means to be a mentor. What is your description of a mentor?
Well, I'll start. Okay, so I think a mentor is a seasoned business executive, entrepreneur, somebody that I would say has experienced all facets of a business life, success. Maybe had some exits in their business. That's the type of mentor that I always liked. Someone worldly. You know, I've had some great mentors, and I just, it's a mentor, somebody that's been there, done that, made the mistakes, learned from them, and now is positioned to be able to help others with their learning curve. And so, it's not only that, because there's many people that have been through all of those things. A mentor, though, is somebody that also wants to give back, wants to help other people. And I have a 30-30-30 story that I tell, that I spent the first 30 years of my life trying to figure out what I wanted to do. And I at the end of that, in late 20s, I discovered and invented, created, launched the infomercial space. And so then that was right in the first part, like, okay, now I figured out what I'm going to do. So I spent the next 30 years doing that, building products, selling billions of dollars worth of Tony Little Fitness and Jack LaLanne and the Juicer, George Foreman, Billy Mays, et cetera. That was my next 30 years. Now I'm in my last 30 years of my life. And my last 30 years, I'm focused on giving back, helping entrepreneurs, providing mentoring and advice, et cetera, et cetera. So a mentor is someone that's, you know, been there, done that. I've failed hundreds of times with product launches, but I've succeeded hundreds of times with product launches. So I've had the best of, of success, the best of the worst of failure. And now I'm willing to share this with entrepreneurs that need this. So I think that last step is not just having experienced the ups and the downs, but now willing to share in that process. And for me, my next 30 years, I plan on doing a lot of sharing and mentoring.
Excellent. Mark, do you want to add to that?
Yeah, I'll just add a little bit. Kevin is a mentor of mine. We wrote the book from the perspective of me being the mentee and him being the mentor. And so I just like to say that a mentor also has two ears and one mouth. Oftentimes we think of a mentor that is basically talking to us all the time. That's a motivational public speaker. A mentor is someone who's listening to you, that cares about where you're going, that understands you've got a unique ability in this world, and they're all in to help that unique ability get to the world. They also are someone that is willing to let you fail. There is so much more learned in failure than there is when you are doing well. I mean, you learn through pain, you learn through struggles.
This is painful and a struggle.
Hey.
So, while we're waiting, I wanted to share with the audience something about Kevin. Kevin's one of, honestly, the nicest people I've ever met. And I sent Kevin and Mark a nice message last night, thanking them for their support with this event. And Kevin responds with, "This is just amazing to me." He responds with, "Looking forward to our event." He didn't say looking forward to your event. Looking forward to our event. And just that little change of phrase said to me how much he cared. And I'm forever grateful. Kevin, I'm going to go into the next question. At some point, okay. Mark.
Thank you for that, Evan. I appreciate that, by the way.
Well, you really, honestly, you're an amazing human being. I mean, I'm really proud to know you. I mean that sincerely.
Thank you.
So we have a group of people here that are training professionals, HR, operations people. But, you know, this is a learning summit. And you've certainly been in, you know, a lot of different businesses. And from your perspective, what are the best ideas you can share to help companies be more successful in training? You know, it's interesting. I look at an infomercial almost as a training commercial because a lot of them show people what to do with the product. You're like literally training people.
Right.
But what are your thoughts around training and advice you could give to the people listening to this podcast or watching the TV show or in the audience right now?
Well, so good question, I think. So as an entrepreneur, when I started almost 40 years ago producing infomercials, and by the way, I'd never shot any television before I started doing this, right? But, you know, I met these Arnold Morris and Billy Mays and turning the camera on and filming them. But then I was getting distribution, buying time, you know, spending money in molds and tooling and inventory and selling to the shopping channels, retail stores. I had no experience in any of that. And so I made all the mistakes. I mean, I'll never forget one day, because we were doing millions of dollars a week in business. And I had an accounting department that when someone returned their product, we issued a return. And so we credit their credit card. And so one day my accountants came in my office and said, "Hey, what are you selling for $1,000? And I'm like, "Nothing. You're selling $20, $30 products." She said, "Well, last month you issued 15 $1,000 credits." And I'm like, "Well, let's find out who got those credits." Okay. Well, we found out one of my people in accounting had issued hundreds of thousands of dollars of credits to friends and relatives over a 6-month window. And they started at $20. We didn't pick it up. They went to 50, they went to 100, they went to 1,000. Now, the point of all this, I had no training at all for any aspect of my business. I was an entrepreneur building, making mistakes like you wouldn't believe, blood running down my ankles. This was the early days of As Seen on TV, right? And
yeah.
So I say to myself, I have a son now, 32 years old. I didn't graduate from college because I said to myself, you know, I'm going to be able to build a business and a degree isn't going to make a difference in my life. But my son, I wanted him to have a college degree. He graduated in honors and finance and business. And guess what? I call that training, okay?
Yeah.
He was trained to be able to come into my companies, and now he's running a couple dozen different ventures and opportunities that we're involved with and pubcos and things I sit on the board of. And so I just believe, and here I was, this As Seen on TV pioneer, but 8 years ago, I sat down, my son and I and a team, we said, you know what? Television viewership is plummeting. We got to get out of this. I sold all my As Seen on TV assets, asseenontv.com, As Seen on TV Inc., switched over to digital because this is, my son is like, look, there's a future in the world of digital, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, et cetera. But we need to get trained. And so we hired the best of the best that we could find, young kids that had the training of building funnels and doing digital marketing, et cetera. And for 8 years now, we have focused in this world. We're out of the As Seen on TV space. We still play around a little bit there, but it's, you know, we'd launched 60, 80 products a year in the world of As Seen on TV for dozens and dozens of years. We now have a new business model, and it's because we had to shift and we had to get trained in the process. So yeah, it's vital, especially the way the market is shifting and moving on such a day-to-day basis right now. So absolutely. Mark, you're back.
I'm back. I hope I'm staying with you guys. I should have great internet, but hey, that's technology for you, right? We pivot.
Tortle Training's Learning Matter experts are passionate about designing effective solutions that move the needle. Whether your organization needs development of e-learning courses, instructor-led training, or assistance with creating optimized electronic versions of employee handbooks, our team can help. To learn more, visit tortle.com/learning-development.
So did you hear any of the conversation?
I heard the last part of the conversation. I left and came back with new internet.
I'm just going to say something about what Kevin said, and then I'm going to come to you with the question of what advice in mentoring would you give to people about utilizing training in the business and in the world of business? So, Kevin, I just want to point out for a moment, your son Brian mentored you.
Yeah.
Because he had the expertise in online business.
Yes.
And you know, it sometimes mentoring comes from people that have expertise, but it's not necessarily because you're old,
right,
but because you know. And the other thing I want to compliment you on, because I think it's almost impossible for most people to do this, is to shift.
Yeah. Yeah. We had to.
And you've been a pivoter, current word for shifting. You've been a pivoter your entire career. And,
absolutely.
You know, there's a saying, and I think it was Tom Peters that coined this, was it's harder to unlearn than it is to learn. Hopefully, Mark, I gave you some time to think about the question.
Yeah. Yeah, no problem.
We'll go to you.
Yeah, it's a great question. And one of the things about being mentored, okay, is you've got to be the best student. And people ask me all the time, you know, how do you become a good mentee? You just be the best student. And that mentorship can come from all different places. It doesn't have to come from, you know, someone older than you. It's who's got the wisdom that you need. And are you willing to implement? Are you willing to act now on that? That's what really matters. And make sure you're getting mentored from a lifelong learner. Kevin still has mentors. Evan has mentors. I have mentors. I mean, the first question to ask anybody that you want to be your mentor is, who's your mentor? Because if they're not being mentored, conversation over. They're not going to make a good mentor. So get rid of the stereotypes. They got to be older. There's a young generation that we have a lot to learn from. And the question is, are we willing to learn and are we willing to act on it? And that's why I love training, because training comes at you in all different formats and all different technologies from all different age groups. And it's universally available. It's available on your phone. If you want to bring it on your phone. So I'm a big believer in training. Get rid of the stereotypes and just learn and then act.
I like that. Learn, then act. You know, rather than act and then learn.
Well, but here's the thing is that there are collectors of learning. That's the problem. There are people who are collectors of learning. And they don't do anything with it. And next thing you know, their whole desk is filled up with all these bricks of wisdom and they've done nothing with it. Get some wisdom and then act on it. That's where the learning is. And then, by the way, if you want the real secret to this, then take what you've learned in your training and teach someone else and it locks it in. That's how you really make it happen. You learn it from a mentor, you act on it in your own life, then you teach someone else, and that baby is locked in and you're ready to go to the next level.
I love that. I love that. I just want to quick share a funny mentoring story with you. One of my greatest mentors, a gentleman, I'll just call him out because he's an amazing person. His name's Howard Brodsky. And I worked for him for years. And Howard's about 10, 12 years older than me. And then I mentor his son. So I mentor his son, Greg, who's also a great person. So it's interesting to me because I learned from his father, then I take it. And then I take what I learned. I'm mentoring his son. So it's a circle, and it's a giving circle, which I think is really important. Let's talk about formal versus informal mentoring, right? There are a lot of people in my life that, you know, mentor me, and I don't like go up to them and say, you know, hey, Mark and Kevin, would you be my mentor? But I just learn from them, and I pick up the phone, I ask them questions, but I've never like said, gee, would you be my mentor? Can you just talk a little bit? I mean, do you know, is it important to actually name that relationship?
I'll answer. I think it's funny because, like, for example, I don't know how many folks listening here have heard about this new audio app called Clubhouse. And so Mark and I have been, we for about 8 or 10 weeks in a row, every Thursday for 2 hours, we did a Mentor to Millions 2 hour session, just mentoring people. No, no cost, no fees, not selling anything, just flat out helping people and mentoring them. And people were coming in to the tunes of 5,000 people per episode that we were doing, which is pretty amazing, right? Yeah, and yeah. So we were just, this is where people were getting great mentoring, free advice, and like you mentioned, sort of that informal kind of situation. Now, interestingly enough, a buddy of mine, I've been playing golf with him for 10, 12 years, and he's a younger man. He's probably 30 years younger than me. So, I really love following his career. But we played golf about 3 weeks ago, and he called me afterwards, and he said, Kevin, he said, I really have to ask you something I've been wanting to for a while. He said, I need help in my business. Would you agree to mentor me? And now that takes on a more formal process of, okay, yes, we're going to sit down. There's going to be an agenda. We're going to go through things. And ultimately what I want to know is what are you looking to accomplish on the front end, et cetera, et cetera. But it's a much different relationship than just somebody in a casual way getting some questions answered or whatever. So, and also sometimes, and I'm not an expert across all spectrums of life. I mean, yes, I'm a business guy, but when you get into, we've all had ups and downs with our personal lives and maybe marriage or this or that. I don't like to get into all of that, but sometimes people need some advice and you got to cross over a little bit, so anyway, it's, in a more formal situation, if somebody's coming to they're an entrepreneur and they're gung ho, but they're coming in every day upset and because they just had a big battle in their home or something, you've got to get into that because you got to have a clear head if you're going to go become a real successful person. So informal versus formal, different processes and different deliverables by the mentor and the mentee.
Yeah, I love what you said. And I just want to highlight, you're really mentoring the person, not just the specific thing, because you can't ignore imbalance in the person. I love exactly. That.
Yeah. Mark?
Yeah, I'm just going to chime in and just add one more thing. And that is, Kevin's talking about, mentoring the person holistically, but you can learn from someone that you've never met. So you can be mentored by someone but they had to have left evidence. Like Zig's book, See You at the Top, still mentors a lot of people, and he'd been gone from the earth for 7 or 8 years. And so our book, Mentor to Millions, I'm meeting people every day that are learning from that book, and they haven't met Kevin and I. So you can be mentored by someone in that way, but this more formal way brings about a commitment of accountability. And that's what I would basically say. You can be mentored by anybody, whether you've met them or not, read it, listen to them, listen to a training podcast. You can consider that mentorship. But when you enter a formal relationship, there better be one thing, and that's accountability. And that's why personal mentorship is so powerful, because you are accountable to someone that you know, you like, and you trust. And that's what makes it exponential.
Excellent. One of the hallmarks of this podcast is we always end with, if you had one tip to share, what would that one tip be? You each have about 35 seconds to answer that question.
All right, I'll start.
Okay.
So I say, if you're an entrepreneur, you're starting something, you need to surround yourself with experts. Don't try to do it all alone the first time. There's I call it building your dream team. And in the book, we talk a lot about that, because entrepreneurs typically have a certain skill set, but if you're starting a business, you got to keep the end in mind, right? So many people say, well, I want to start it, I want to build it, I want to sell it. Well, then you better get some people on your team that have had some exit experience and can help you mold that, because you can actually build your business to a set of numbers with a predetermined buyer in mind as you're building the business. That, find out what their numbers look for, what they need, build it to that model, and now you've got a sale of your company. So get that dream team, people that are experienced and have been there before, done it, and you don't have to pay them big salaries. There's ways to do it where you can get folks that want to help. I help a lot. I mean, yes, I get compensated for some of the deals I do, but many others I give back to the entrepreneurial community and help out. So get a dream team and have some great success.
Excellent tip. Mark, you've got 10 seconds. One tip.
Fail. Don't be afraid to fail. Fail fast. Fail cheap. Fail often. You learn more in 10 minutes of failure than 10 years of success. That entrepreneurs need to fail. That's where you learn, and that's how you build a successful future.
What a great last tip. I want to thank you both for being guests. I want to thank my friends at the C-Suite. I want to thank everyone here. Exactly on time. Go to the Super Sessions. We've got Training Unleashed speakers in each one of the Super Sessions. Everyone have a great day. And again, thank you, gentlemen. I really appreciate you.
Evan, thanks making our event a great one, okay?
You are very welcome, sir.
All right. Thanks. Take care. Thanks, bye-bye. Mark. See you later.
Thanks, partner.
Training Unleashed is brought to you by Tortle Training, specializing in e-learning and interactive online training solutions for corporate, government, nonprofit, and franchise organizations. Tortle makes effective training easier. Just go to tortle.net to gain access to real-world tools that can make a difference. That's tortle.net, T-O-R-T-A-L, tortle.net.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.